Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
I don't know how your weekend went, but on Sunday, myself and my two sons, we all sat down to watch United play Liverpool. And myself and my son Samuel, we are huge, rabid United fans. And arguably the biggest game of the season is the game against Liverpool, regardless of where each team is in the league. Now, my other son, Andrew, is a City fan. Yes, I've tried disowning him, but apparently you can't do that. But he was excited about the game because if United lost, then City would have been crowned champions. We never got to see any football because not long before kickoff, a protest outside Old Trafford spilled into the stadium and onto the pitch. The game was delayed and eventually postponed over safety concerns. But it seems to be the culmination of 15 or 16 years of unhappiness at the ownership of Manchester United. But what is really going on and why now? Well, here to explain it is football journalist Rob Blanchett from the Manchester United tactical podcast, The Masterclass. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Not so bad at all. To people like you, you're a Manchester United fan, you're a season ticket holder, you're also a football journalist, you write and talk about the game a lot. I'm a Manchester United fan. I suppose you and I probably have a pretty good picture of what exactly is going on. But for most people, you know, it was a bit of a surprise that a game of this magnitude could be called off and that fans would get into the ground. Can you explain to everyone who's listening, why is there such anger at the ownership of Manchester United, the Glazer family?
Well, as you touched upon a minute ago, you know, this is 16 years in the making with this ownership. It's the first time ever a Premier League game has been called off for these kind of protests. And United fans have had their ire for many, many years against these owners who took the club over in the kind of late 2000s and have run the football club in a certain way that has laid in debt on the team. Mm. And it's obviously, we've seen the success of Manchester United dwindle over the last few years.
Definitely. And what is it about the way in which they bought the club that angered fans from the off, like not just now on Sunday, but has been brewing since, you know, as you said, for 15 years or so?
Well, like all businesses, especially in football, there are certain ways to be able to take over a football team. And the Glazers just bought all of the shares at Manchester United and took a kind of aggressive stake of how they could run this huge £1 billion football club. So that was the first point. But really from there, it was about the debt that was put on the team. And to actually, rather than have a owner that comes in that invests their own money into the football club, Manchester United fans saw very, very early on that this was really a business exercise. So that was the first point, really, of why United fans and the Glazers didn't get on. Mm. But we've seen it now over the kind of last couple of weeks where it's all boiled to a head in English football, that with the European Super League and all of the information that's gone on around that, that feelings have really tumbled once again.
Yeah, okay. So a growing feeling of resentment. And I know certainly a lot of United fans who are maybe, you know, made a decision in, I think it was in 2010, that there's actually a breakaway football club called FC United. Because one of the conversation pieces over the weekend, certainly Graeme Souness was wondering on Sky, whether or not these protests would happen if United were about to win the league like City were. And I think if you take 2010 as an example of when fans and you know, broke away and made a football team in protest at the Glazer ownership, United had won the 2008 Champions League, were in the Champions League final in 2009 and in the Champions League final in 2011. So our success was still at a massive high at that point. But then still fans decided to break away and make this other football club. So there, it isn't just something that has just happened in the last little while, and it isn't something to do purely with the performances on the pitch. This is a much bigger picture.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question to ask in terms of will fans protest when you're winning. That's certainly something that you can kind of hold up and analyze and scrutinize. But the truth is that, as you just said there, this has been going on a really long time and it has nothing to do with winning. I think this would be happening if Manchester United were at the top of the Premier League and winning trophies year after year. I think fans would still have this feeling against this ownership that have been very aggressive, but also had no communication with them about how this football club is run.
Mm. Yeah, that seems to be one of the major problems, is the fact that there's never been any engagement from the Glazer family, who are based in the US. You know, they show up at the odd game, but there's no communication with the fans or the supporters trust or anybody like that. The protest that, you know, that made the game be cancelled, What was the aim of the protest? What were they trying to achieve, the fans who went and protested on Sunday?
Well, I think the fans overall just want a voice. They want a say in the football club and they want to protect what's theirs. You know, we're often told about how these billionaires own these football clubs. Well, the heart and souls of all of these teams belongs to the fans that go to the games, that watched the matches around the world. You guys are in Ireland who are invested in both Liverpool and Manchester United. You know, you feel connected to that team. So the people that were there at the stadium for the Liverpool United game were there to just show that they have a voice on this subject. And of course, we saw it, you know, escalate where fans ended up in the stadium. It became a much bigger news story. But first and foremost, English football has to get it right. They must let the fans have a voice in how the sport is run.
It's Today FM's Dermot and Dave. We're talking to Rob Blanchett, a football journalist from the Manchester United Tactical Podcast, The Masterclass, about the events at Old Trafford at the weekend. Do you think this protest is likely to have an effect on the Glazers? Or are they going to sit in their billionaires' houses and go, oh, that was kind of annoying. Well, we're back to football on Thursday in the Europa League semi-final, whatever. Like, you know, will it really annoy them at all or make them engage with the fans?
Well, I think billionaires tend not to worry about the people, do they? You know, I think if the money's still rolling in, they tend to be happy. But this is kind of escalating into maybe a political situation now where we've had this game cancelled. That will also affect the Glazers' finances. It will affect their standing in the football community. So they might just on this occasion now engage because it's actually within their own interest to maybe find a solution to this problem.
And United, obviously, second in the Premier League, there's likely to be at least a financial fine for, obviously, you know, their responsibility, I suppose, in the security of Old Trafford and the fact that the fans got in. But what about points deductions? Is there a chance that, you know, that United could end up outside, for example, the top four where they've worked so hard to get in as a team on the pitch, but they could end up being punished like that by the Premier League?
I don't think there will be. And I think the main reason for that is because this has come off the back of the Super League protests, where the Premier League themselves kind of advocated fans having a voice and fans speaking up. By and large, the protests at Old Trafford the other day were peaceful. There were fans singing outside the stadium, and they're singing, as I said, for English football to keep the game and true as it is at the moment. So I think the Premier League on this occasion might well just say back down and have communication with Manchester United. There might be a fine involved somewhere, certainly for the fans getting onto the pitch. But I think overall, unless there's more protests, which I think there will be, I think at that point, then we might see punishments.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you is, do you think there'll be more protests at Old Trafford? But also, do you think there'll be more protests from other clubs around the country now that they've seen the success, I suppose you want to put it that way, of this protest? Do you think other fans who are also unhappy with the way, particularly the top six who've, you know, gone on to form this European Super League and very quickly bailed out of it, do you think there will be protests around the country?
Yes, I do. I think this is just a start. I think, you know, I think a lot of people in football were surprised by the numbers at Old Trafford the other day. Not because people don't know that United fans want to protest on or against this Glazer family that run the football club, but more of a case at the stage. You know, United, Liverpool, the focus is normally the football. I think what we'll see now is that other teams will be inspired to protest against the system. So I think the United are not the only team that have got owners that fans don't like. I think we've seen it across the board. You see with Liverpool that the fans get on a lot better with their owners. Why is that? Well, it's because they're winning, because they have better communication with those owners, and things have been good so far. But those owners have sat with the Glazers and plotted and planned this European Super League, and there's certainly feeling on Merseyside, I know this for sure myself, that they do not like it and that they will be speaking out against it.
Lots of text in on 087-4100-102. When is the game likely to be played now, is the question, Rob?
I think looking at the schedule, it will probably be towards the back end of the season. It's really, really difficult at the moment with the games. We have games almost every day of the week, don't we, at the moment in the Premier League, and it's tough to cover as it goes. And you've got to give teams the opportunity to recover from matches. United are obviously still involved in Europe. So all of these things come into account. It's a really difficult one. It might even be scheduled, I think, even at the end of the season. It might be the last game,
Right, simply okay.
So they can fit the fixture in. Yeah, it might be to fit the fixture in, but there is also the chance that if the Premier League do want to issue a points deduction or something around that kind of ilk, that United might be forced to drop the points.
Right, okay. Angela and Carlos says, I don't know much about football, but would a better way to protest not be to boycott all the Man United television games, the merchandise, cancel your sports subscriptions, or is that too naive, asks Angela.
No, that's not naive, and that's exactly the way that United fans should do it. The difficult thing is that United have a billion fans around the world, and to be able to coordinate those billion fans is almost impossible. Mm. So all you get is these pockets of protest, really. So at Old Trafford, obviously, it's very visual, but no, I agree that if you could somehow find a way to get to the hearts and minds of the sponsors of Manchester United, which would be not buying their product, which would be kind of making a stand against the people that support the Glazers, then that would be a very, very effective way of communicating with an ownership how you feel.
Yeah, and I wonder, because United, obviously, under the Glazers, are famous for announcing a new type of business partner almost every week. We have a tractor partner and a whiskey partner and a noodle partner and all these kind of things. You would imagine that those, and particularly the bigger sponsors, Adidas, who are the club shirt manufacturer. I know we're going into TeamViewer next year being the shirt sponsor in a massive deal. Surely these brands can't be happy with this kind of publicity. So you would imagine there'd be pressure on the Glazers just to get their image right.
Oh, totally. And I think with Manchester United, a lot of it is smoke and mirrors. You know, this ownership have done this quite successfully in terms of driving the revenues. They've made the football club richer. But of course, that money hasn't gone to the football team. That's gone to the ownership and obviously to pay off the debt that they laid in the club with originally. So you're right. You know, I think the Adidas deal is coming up now. They'll be renegotiating that with them. Adidas do not want to see this kind of press. You know, they don't want to see their football kits and their brands splashed over this kind of news. And that's why it's essential that it continues, because that's the kind of pressure that the Glazers do actually listen to.
Mm. Rob, look, we could talk all day, but we've got to move on and do other things. But thank you so much. Football journalist Rob Blanchett from the Manchester United Tactical Podcast, The Masterclass. And follow Rob on Twitter and you'll get The Masterclass there. It's an absolutely brilliant show. Rob, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Many thanks, Dave.
Cheers.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.